ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad salamullah alayhi, found in the book As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We got up to the Imam Salamullah asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the weakness of patience. So we need patience. We need sabr. Now, sabr is part of iman. And sabr and iman, they do not separate. So sabr and belief, they are together. Al-Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he says, Al-Imanu aqdun bil-qalb wa lafdun bil-lisan wa amalun bil-jawarah. When it comes to belief itself, is that your heart has to believe, then your tongue submits, and then you do and you act. Now, all these things require patience. Therefore, you see Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, As-sabru min al-iman bi manzilati al-ra'si min al-jasad. When it comes to patience, and in comparison to belief, is like the head to the body, to the rest of the body. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الرَّأْسِ ذَهَبَ الْجَسَدِ. If the head is gone, then the body is gone with it. كَذَلِكَ إِذَا ذَهَبَ الصَّبْرُ ذَهَبَ الْإِيمَانِ. He says when patience goes away, iman goes away. Why? Because we just said with Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he says iman is you need to act on the outside with your limbs, with your body parts. Now, acting, that means there's work is being done. That means there are things are happening. So therefore, I need to what? I need to have perseverance. I need to have patience. Now, if I do a job and then I give up very quickly, then obviously nothing is going to happen. Those people who do not fast, for example, or do not pray, because they find it hard, and they don't have enough patience to do it, so they give up. Therefore, their iman goes out of the door. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said sabr and iman cannot be separated. Then again, how is sabr formed? How does sabr come about? We have a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where he converses and talks with the archangel Jibra'il alayhi salam. And he says to him, Ya Jibra'il, fama tafsiru sabr? O Jibra'il, how do you translate, interpret, and explain patience, sabr? And Jibra'il said to him, تَصْبَرْ فِي الضَّرَّاءِ كَمَا تَصْبَرُ فِي السَّرَّاءِ. That you have to be patient in the same way that when there are calamities and problems, you are patient. At times of ease, you also need to be patient. وَفِي الْفَاقَةِ كَمَا تَصْبَرُ فِي الْغِنَاءِ. And in poorness, he had to be patient in the same way that when you are rich. And then he says to him, وَفِي الْبَلَاءِ كَمَا تَصْبُرُ فِي الْعَافِيَةِ. And when you are sick, you need to be patient in the same way that you have to be patient when you are not sick. وَالْمُتَصَبِّرُونَ عَلَى اجْتِنَابِ الْمَحَارِمِ. And those who are patient when it comes to committing sin. So you can see that from this hadith, that patience is not only when I am facing poverty, not only when I'm facing a calamity, not only when I'm facing sickness. It's continuous. I have to be always on my guard when it comes to patience. So anything could happen at any time. So one should not, you know, say, okay, only when a problem happens and I'll be patient. When it's not, that's not going to happen. So for us to be sabirin, to be patients among those patients, we have to be constantly on our guard. And then he says, فَلَا يَشْكُو حَالَهُ عَنْدَ الْمَخْلُوقِ بِمَا يُصِيبُهُ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. And he does not complain to people about what he receives from calamities. Let us leave it here. We continue right after the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the topic and the subject, patience. So Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi asks Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from the weakness of patience, that if patience becomes weak, everything will fall apart. Why? We have a hadith from Imam Sadiq Alayhi Salam. He says, الصابرون على أداء الفرائض والمتصبرون على اجتناب المحارم. When a person asks him about sabr and sabirin. So he says to him, the Imam, there are those who are patient when it comes to applying the fara'id. Now, the Imam Sajjad says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the weakness of patience. If patience becomes weak, then me applying and doing my obligations obviously will weaken too. I will become very weak to apply my obligations. For example, a person, a male, is outside and he sees a female, she greets him, she wants to shake his hand. Now, this person, if his patience is high and he's always in his guard and he wants to apply the laws of Allah, he will excuse himself and say, I do apologize, I cannot shake your hand, for this is against my laws. Or if a person, he doesn't have patience and his patience is low and weak, he will find himself in a situation where he's too embarrassed to hold back. Thus, he puts his hand and he shakes. Therefore, he weakens his iman and weakens his patience weakens, and he finds himself committing an action that is haram. So, والمتصبرون, those who have that patience, it is when it comes to refraining from the sins, from not trying to commit sins. So we can see that it plays a huge role in our life, especially when it comes to matters of belief. Therefore, like I said in a hadith previously, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi said, As-sabru thalatha, patient are three types. As-sabru ala al-musiba, patience when it comes to calamities and problems of life. Was-sabru ala al-ta'a, and to be patient when it comes to matters of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّبْرُ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, and patience when it comes to refraining from committing sins. So these things we need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, that my patience is not weakened, that my patience is always there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we see in episodes to come, that He says, I'm going to trial you, things will happen to you, that I want you to keep your patience. And Allah says, وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ, those who are patients, give them the glad tidings, because they are the ones that will succeed. They are the one that will be victorious at the end of the day. Those who are patient, not those who give up and break down and despair very quickly. So patience is extremely important. Let's leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد